This is Robert Picardo from Star Trek Voyager and Stargate Atlantis, and you are listening to the War Pod.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far away, America. I'm Zach Nanimus.
I'm Johnny Gim.
I am Nalini Krishan.
Now, I'm Nalini Krishan, and that is Christian Simpson.
And you have just tuned into the War Pod. Tonight, we're having two very special guests. Famous actors all the way from Hollywood.
we're getting
fancy. Actually, we are graced by the presence of two individuals who have actually been part of the Star Wars franchise. Jedi Knight Barriss Offee. And actually, I forget.
Can anyone remember?
Gavin Sykes.
Gavin Sykes.
Yes. And you're one of the Naboo pilots that was at the Battle of Naboo.
The Battle of Naboo. That was Bravo 6, Lieutenant Gavin Sykes.
Very cool. You just got this look.
He's laughing because Nalini is pulling fancy faces at me like, ooh, fancy boy. Fighter pilot.
Now, tell me something. Are you ever self-conscious about Anakin's role in that battle, considering that he wasn't supposed to be there and shot him down?
A little bit. Do you know the backstory of how Anakin and I interact in that story?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, people were asking, how does Anakin fly inside the ship? Because it has deflector shields. So how did that work? So in the video game Battle for Naboo, you play through the game as my character, Gavin Sykes.
Okay.
And the climax of the game, don't laugh at me, is you destroy the deflector shields of the Nemoidian control ship. Yes, so just after you do that, Anakin flies inside the ship, blows it up, and starts his journey down the path to the dark side. So I'd just like to take this podium to apologize to the many Jawas that were slaughtered by Darth Vader's stormtroopers, because I am partly responsible.
Well, actually, 10 years later in the continuity, your character, I've been saying it perfectly all week.
Usually he's horrible at this, really. Yeah, the name is definitely awful.
Your character gets slaughtered during Order 66 as a result of his meteoric rise to fame after the Battle of Naboo, so actually it's his fault, Christian.
Why are you trying to blame me?
I knew it. I knew you should have taken one.
But is that part of the new canon now?
No. I think that there is a movie canon and an extended universe canon and comic canon. That's at least the way I order
it.
Go ahead, Rob.
What's official? But the official canon are the original trilogy, the prequels, the new Marvel comics, the Clone Wars cartoon, and the Star Wars Rebels cartoon. That is the official Star Wars continuity.
Speaking of the new canon, this is something that we devoted at least 20 minutes to. I'd say at least 3 months ago, the Claymore Saber, the new lightsaber, with the crosshairs.
Oh,
it's
in the new
trailer.
So they're making a new Star Wars
movie. I haven't been paying attention. You know, I just moved cross country from a long way away, so
she's,
I haven't been paying attention.
She's been busy unpacking some Well, this is the lightsaber with the hilt.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, it's got the two smaller blades that would actually service to keep your hand safe if a saber came down on it.
Oh.
And I think it's nice, but it got a lot of fan guff.
Yeah, people went as far as to actually like replicate it and look and like, not of course not with energy, but
with real energy.
No, it wasn't like a
You mean you can't make lightsabers?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm done.
Haku actually has a design for it that would work.
That would stop it from going on forever?
Yes.
Really? Yeah, he's crazy. He's too smart to turn good.
Pictures always work particularly well on radio.
you haven't seen the trailer for episode 7?
I haven't yet. I just moved from Australia 4 months ago to LA, and
I haven't even
been watching TV.
There's an awesome bit. I had a tear. It's Han Solo and Jar Jar. they come on and he says, Jar Jar, we're home. So you'll love it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will. I bet it's pretty
interesting. I only saw it for a brief second, but as soon as the the hilt actually appears. And that's all you see of it in the trailer.
I think, though, to be fair, anyone is apprehensive of new things, mm-hmm. particularly with Star Wars. People, as a race, humans don't like change.
Yeah.
So absolutely. You introduce something new into that universe.
Yeah.
Just like with the prequels and the
anything new. The new Joker. For
new
example.
Joker.
Yeah. The new Johnny Storm. Fantastic Four.
The new Batman.
Yes.
Whatever it is, there's always that fan guff online.
New change of clothes. People are very resistant.
Yeah.
None with something.
Present company accepted.
Have you guys each been to Houston before?
I did a long time ago for a convention.
I have not. First time. Yeah, I did Dallas a few years ago. A show called Lazy Dragon Con. It's pretty cool. But not Houston.
Houston,
we have a convention.
No. So what are you thinking of the city now and first?
I'm really impressed. We were lucky enough to do the NASA tour
yesterday.
But I'm very level-headed, very calm, but I very rarely lose it. When I saw the duplicate space station underwater in the pool, I was like a little kid. I mean, I was like watching the episode 7 trailer with Jar Jar.
Yeah, I think that movies really complicate your opinion and how you sort of perceive, you know, certain things. So I really didn't understand what NASA was about, but as soon as we found out they take animals up there, they take bacteria, they study, they learn. It was just like, it just really gave me this like profound sort of respect, I think.
NASA just had a big press release yesterday, right?
The warp drive?
No, they had a
Kepler.
The duplicate Earth or the twin Earth. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if they talked about that while you're there.
Kepler something.
Yeah.
They didn't mention it while we were there, but I saw it on the news.
What was that about?
They found another planet that's very similar to Earth.
1,400 light years away.
Yeah.
So it orbits around a sun.
It's,
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little bit what they call the Goldilocks zone.
Exactly. The habitable zone.
If using the fastest craft that we have ever launched, it would take us 2,500,000 years to get there.
Yeah.
So,
but there are rumors that NASA had developed
the warp drive.
Warp drive.
Yep.
But they haven't confirmed.
No, they had a mock drawing.
Is it a proper matter-antimatter warp drive? Mm-hmm. Is it like a proper one?
I don't know how they're developing the gravitational disturbances. But it's going to take a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. That's the one issue, because like a crap ton of power.
Yeah. Yes, that's...
A metric.
That's a standard term, because you may be more used to metric. Crap ton is approximately 2.6 metric tons.
It means something. We call it a poo ton. That's what you call it.
I think we go by tons as well.
Oh, you do?
Yes. Well. Okay. Actually, we were talking a little bit about the cultural differences between America and Australia.
Yes.
And there was a rumor that I heard a long time ago that you don't have Santa Claus, you have Swag Man. Is there credence to this?
No, I don't know. I remember writing letters to Santa Claus when I was a child.
Okay.
You crazy American.
I mean, we know the Swag Man because we know the... Oh, yes, please.
White wine coming in.
I was told I could pick whichever one I wanted.
Yes! Okay, so are we going to play this game?
Not yet. It's always a surprise.
Okay, so do you want to take it now?
Drink, no. Just don't finish it.
Okay, so I'll take it.
Until he asks.
And they'll let you drink it.
Surprise.
Well, she would have expected it later.
It's true.
I think it's a reason.
See, nice.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Oh, so this is, because it's a blind taste test, it's actually sort of a challenge.
Yeah.
So we'll have to figure that out.
Tastes like apple.
Mm. Is it apple juice?
It tastes like apple. I honestly don't know.
They do say apple affects your short-term memory.
Okay, and this is something we do. We have it rated every time. Riesling.
Good luck.
Okay.
Riesling sounds a bit like the word reasoning. On a scale of 1 to Stephen Hawking,
oh,
please
crap.
Tell me where that falls.
It's fine. You have to take another sip. Just to, like,
see, if he was asking me in this situation, I'd be trying, digging through my brain, trying to find another handicapped scientist, and I don't know that I would come up with one.
Well, my thing's taking it because I'm just out of this world.
I'm just saying it's on my mind before.
It's
actually quite a nice wine.
That is correct.
But I think the more I drink it, then the more I'll be able to give you the answer.
Okay, we'll revisit it.
And don't forget there is Stephen Hawking's doppelganger in the parallel universe.
Stephen Eaglings.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Do you know him?
Yes.
Oh, you meet him. Good guy. Good guy.
So, what projects do you guys have on the burner? What have you been doing lately? Big question.
Well, I just finished a TV series documentary pilot called Remembering Her Power, one of the ladies.
I'm surprised you remembered that.
Anyway, do you want to have a guess for the question?
Okay. Nalini's cracking up now, so I'm going to take over.
Okay, why don't you explain to us what it's like to be now?
To be Nalini?
Yes.
I forget.
So, remembering her power. It's basically, I can't even. It's not going to make a difference. Okay, so this life coach from Canada, her name is Anania Ayadeli, Jamaican background, uses some very unusual spiritual practices to help people, women in particular. Sort of empower themselves. So
I found it very useful.
So it was very fascinating. Really, really enjoyed it and got a lot out of it. And hoping it will come out like the actual series.
Okay, so is there something that you can share with us from it? Or?
Not really, because it was more about like being coached in life. So it's not something I can really share.
Sure.
We did a lot of certain exercises and. I think it scared the living daylights out of all of us because we had to sort of really look within and sort of deal with a lot of, you know, things that were going on internally.
Sure.
It all came out on camera. And so it was
Personal.
I would think it was very personal and life changing.
In terms of the hypnotherapy, what was your most interesting personality to emerge?
I just myself.
Yeah.
It's my very own personality.
Was there hypnotherapy involved? Or was she being funny?
No, there was no actual hypnotherapy.
No. Unfortunately.
That she's aware of.
Exactly.
Slipstream.
We did one particular exercise.
Did you get a
one particular exercise where we were asked to close our eyes and put our hands, so you can imagine this.
You'll do it.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Put your hands on the person's shoulder in front of you. And then what happened was she.
I have to direct you, the director,
that Anania was directing us through this amazing maze. But we had to trust and surrender the person in front of us, and our eyes were closed the whole time. And this doesn't look particularly scary, but it was very frightening.
It is, right. Actually.
Yeah, so you couldn't open your eyes, you didn't know what was going on, and you had to.
Now.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
Right.
So,
in the next episode, we will build the maze. And navigate.
Yes.
As husband and husband.
Okay,
yes.
No, I'm going to stop talking now. Over to you, Chris.
What was the question?
So now, do you see this this series being on something like Netflix?
It'd be more like a lifestyle, women's,
gotcha.
You know.
Okay. Yeah, because Netflix is, like, so big on original series, even if it's a documentary or whatever, so.
They're going to pitch it to the networks and, you know, where that might be, and sort of fix it up. But I don't know if they're going to go, oh, no, we don't want to go with you, we want to go with someone else.
Yeah.
The focus is lifestyle.
But they're definitely going to be in Americans.
I actually assume so, because it was shot here, but you never know, they might pitch it to some Canadian networks as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why not? I've been working on some commercials. I mainly do commercial acting now.
Okay.
So you may have seen me in commercials for Zoom.com, which is like a money transfer PayPal thing. Plays on Fox and BBC America. Just did a commercial for Capterra, which is a software company. I'm kind of the Steve Jobs, Apple guy. But it's,
please.
It's a kind of hoax.
You have to do some reenacting. It's very good.
It's basically my voice. It's like at Capterra, we took the top 23 features of your favorite business apps from some of the world's top Fortune 500 companies. Which Fortune 500 companies? The top 500 Fortune 500 companies.
That sounds
annoying. And combined into one. Is that kind of thing?
I haven't kept here, but do you do a lot of voiceover for
I do a little bit. I did something for Mooney Aircraft recently, and I've done Sony Goldie.
You speaking like that.
That's my voice, so the voice. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. It's different. See what I did there.
What's
acting 101.
Well, can we get you to replace the Trivago guy?
Please. Yeah.
What's the Trivago guy do? I don't know.
He's just creepy.
Is that the one that has the little dog?
No, he doesn't have a little dog. He's like, I just finished smoking a pack of cigarettes, and you should use our website for your yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah. If you can get me that gig, I'll take it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite thing to do as far as that part of the industry is concerned?
I think I've got to say Star Wars. I mean, playing dress up in the pilot's uniform and running across a hangar. That was my first day on a big motion picture.
Yeah.
And there were explosions. They were firing paintball guns, but they replaced the pellets with explosives. So I swear they were taking pot shots at us. No, they're meant to be hitting the wall.
Sure.
These things were going off on my goggles,
right,
on my hand. So this was the baptism of fire. And you really can't better that.
Yeah.
I'm working on another movie now. Also playing Fighter Pilot. It's nothing to do with Star Wars, but I can't say too much about it. It was a pretty cool movie. It's going to be out next year.
Full on gag order. Can you tell us the title?
I can't. But the costume is awesome. It's like the coolest flight suit you can imagine. I play a British pilot called Fletcher Smith. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
But it's very cool. So playing dress up is a definite bonus.
Well, hold on, because you can't even tell us the title, we get to do some speculating now, because it must be like a highly anticipated like sequel, Hot Shots Part 3.
Damn, you got it first time. Yeah. I'm going to get fired.
You ruined everything.
I was going to guess Top Gun 2 if that wasn't correct, but
it's the first time.
It did? Yeah. Oh, you did?
I just heard that they're making a sequel.
I think they are. I think that's why I was fresh
still
on my
with
mind.
Tom Cruise.
No, but I was asking Christian if he had done video game work, and he hasn't. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but that would be a really good like villain voice that he has.
Villain? Or do you play a lot of video games?
I've played a fair share. I've played all the ones I'm in.
The statuesque like commander person who gets on the radio to tell you how to play the game. That would could you say really quick? Press the action button to fire at those guys.
Press the action button to fire at those guys.
Perfect.
I didn't like it.
He took his direction well.
Yes,
yeah.
He did. That's exactly what's going
on. Let's try a different motivation.
Yeah.
Give me a motivation, and
okay.
I'll try and put that back.
Your motivation is that you really like this person to fire at those guys.
Press the action button to fire at those guys. Is there another motivation? Maybe romantic?
What is firing are kisses.
Press the action button to fire.
See, we did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We did. A little twist.
Yeah.
On
yeah.
The
yeah.
He switched the gender. It's not very progressive, but okay.
You talked about marrying me earlier. How is that not progressive?
That is legal.
It's legal.
Yeah.
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 Sorry.
Yeah. It's a thing.
Because, gosh, it's been legal in the UK for how long?
Say about 10 years.
But it's
I think it's actually still illegal in certain parts of Australia, but I think it's legal in the state.
Right, what about the outback?
I don't think it's legal there, and I don't think it's necessarily accepted there by the
Well, yeah, it's like, yeah, yeah, that, the Outback's like the American South.
With yeah.
The, yeah.
With a name like the Outback, you know. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, that's, no, that's changed.
Yeah,
yeah, it's a little different.
Well, we could do Outback Mountain with Hugh Jackman.
Huge what?
Yes, yes, well, I mean, he played himself.
But, yeah, yeah. But Nalini will say that. Wait, did you just commit libel?
Uh-oh.
No.
Strike that from the record.
Edit.
Yes.
That's fine.
So, Nalini, I have a question. What happens if a boy crocodile and a boy crocodile fall in love? Do they have to act elope? I just made that up.
Let's move on. No more jokes, Christian.
No, how are we doing on time?
About 27 minutes.
27 minutes?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, it's been great, guys. See you later.
Do you want to play this tricky game?
Huh?
You're the only one playing it.
Oh,
yes,
damn.
You have to formulate your answer.
Oh, no.
We're not doing that.
That is also correct.
I have to say this Coke Zero is a very good year. I think it's an 015. It's a 15.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the Tracy.
Okay, so, Christian, we can actually pass it to you. So you're drinking Coke.
Yes.
So let's compare it to another white powder. Scale of 1 to flour.
Yes.
Also correct. Well, is that your answer? Yes.
I didn't even know you'd asked a question.
I think he was affirming that you had just told him.
Oh, okay.
On a scale of 1 to flour.
Yes. Okay. All-purpose flour.
Yes.
Where is the drink that you're having?
You're rating it.
Yes.
Say blue.
That is correct. That's particularly correct. It is.
Wow.
Yes. Because the flours that corn produce are actually blue.
Imagining that, as I said. I get this game.
Actually, I think you're the closest
I think
that we've ever come to.
Everybody gets this game. Everybody wins this game except
no.
for me.
Except for me. I don't win this game. It makes the two of us.
Yeah.
So what are the what are your plans for the rest of the con? Anything that you're particularly excited to see or do?
Anyone you're excited to do?
I just want to see the clowns. I want to see what they're about. Are they different at this part of the town? I don't know. I haven't been to this part of Texas for a while, so I don't even know what to expect.
Furries.
Oh, right.
There were a Chick-fil-A cows earlier.
That's true.
Well, I think it's pretty fun regardless.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I always love when the kids come by. They tell you their favorite Star Wars movie or other things that you might have done. So I always enjoy those moments. So they're the most genuine.
Sure. Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Not if you have a child, I have. You didn't want a photo with me.
Did you get a sassy child?
I got like a child with attitude. No one's expecting a boy with attitude.
How old was this kid?
Oh, he looked like he was 8 years old.
Yeah.
He wasn't even like, he was barely, you couldn't even see him at the table.
Yeah.
He had an attitude so big. I'm like,
you
deserve my action figure.
He took the time to come up to your table.
No, his dad took the time to come up to with the child, and I think he wanted it more than
the
job.
So I think we know why the dad came to the table.
Oh, no. It's not like that.
But he had your action figure?
I have my action figure, and I have a selling action figure.
Oh, so you are selling your action figure.
I am. It's not something I do very often.
Yeah?
Here in Houston.
Then you got one.
Really? Why is that?
I know. Right. I know. I usually don't like to get rid of them because they're very hard to come by.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I bought a whole bunch from other conventions.
Did you have an action figure too?
Apparently the Hasbro are coming out with one. I read something on Wikipedia that there's a Gavin Sykes action figure.
Okay.
I haven't seen it. I saw one a few years ago. I don't know if it was a limited edition or Japanese import or something.
Japanese knockoff.
Could have been homemade.
I was going to replace the letters in that word in order to make it more Japanese, and that was going to come off very racist, and I decided not to. I also had a moment of very, very strict honesty on my part. That'll
honest.
All be it. This most, at least 70% of this will be edited out. So.
Do any of you guys have action figures?
I have.
Actually,
of ourselves?
I'd say Rob.
Of yourselves.
Oh, no.
I
don't think so.
Zach and I do have magic cards.
Yes, we do have Magic the Gathering cards.
What's a Magic card?
It's like a little trading card game.
Ah.
And our friend made one for us for our birthday, so.
I think I'm actually Zach Nanimus, the Chaos Mancer.
Bizarro Mancer.
Bizarro Mancer.
You know, that's actually a legitimate question, because with 3D printing being so accessible, we can make our own action figures.
Yeah.
They have them at cons where you cosplay, you step in the scanner, and they print it right then.
But that's not the same as having a factory in China make
those poor children.
Sweat
for 10 hours a day making.
Their hands are. Yeah.
Those are made
for machines.
They're pressed for machines.
This is actually a fun question that Johnny came up with.
I did?
Yeah, not too long ago. It was actually on our last. No, two podcasts ago.
Okay.
Which celebrities are you excited to see?
Yeah. Is there anybody at the con, like maybe Buck Rogers?
I used to watch that show as a kid, so I don't usually get starstruck for that.
Yeah. I'm going to look
like starstruck.
Do you like looking at the back of his head?
Like I'm doing it now.
Yeah.
Are we going to explain this?
Yes, we are. We should.
We're actually going to build the back of his head as being on this podcast.
We're actually going to ask permission from the back of his head if we can be on the podcast. But yeah, we're actually in a hotel eating area, a restaurant, and stop it.
We're actually in a food place.
Establishment. But yeah, so Buck Rogers, the guy who played Buck Rogers, is actually sitting a few tables behind us. He's eating with Felix something. What's his name? Yeah,
who played?
He played
the robot.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
He's done so much.
He's done a lot of stuff.
He's done so much that it's hard to like figure out where you've seen him from. It's one of those
actors. Yeah.
Kind of like Deep Roy. Deep Roy's like that.
Yeah.
In the most recent Willy Wonka film, he was the Oompa Loompas.
Oh, yeah.
I could have so much time to watch someone you made me cry.
Yeah, he was in The NeverEnding Story.
Oh, I love The NeverEnding.
He was the Snail Racer.
Do you know his slightly shorter brother, Shallow Roy?
Yes. So we've heard what you're doing lately, but are there any dream projects on the horizon that you haven't gotten to yet, or anything like that?
Well, I actually have been talking about getting my own production company.
Okay.
Very serious production company.
And I've been talking about starring in all the movies that her production company puts out.
Yeah, I'm
actually,
I
this is the first time I've talked about it.
Yes, exactly.
What would you be producing?
Well, one of my friends, who's also an actor, we're looking at doing this joint venture, and we want to do anything and everything. I don't think we're going to sort of focus on one particular genre. We're thinking of doing, documentaries to action films to anything and everything that comes our way.
Sure.
I think we want to do anything. Possibly, but basically just anything that comes our way, we want to get any scripts that, all the amazing scripts out there that no one wants to produce in films because they're too busy making Ant-Man.
Right.
And, and I'm sure that's all fine, but we want to make something that, a lot of people that was an amazing, film and it stays with people and we want to make an impact. So I think that's what we have in mind that we're going forward with. We don't even know what that's going to look like, but I think that it's going to unfold.
Do you have any boundaries as far as that's concerned? What won't you do?
I certainly won't make porn.
Any more.
Go drop a line somewhere.
Edit. Can we edit that out?
Yeah.
It was a deleted scene in Star Wars 2.
Yes.
Yes, we don't. Yes. Anyway, moving along.
So yeah. For your production company, so you're in LA right now.
Yes.
But I know, like, Austin, Texas,
mm-hmm.
has a huge film industry there. So if you don't seem to find what you're looking for in LA, maybe if you kind of set your sights to Austin, especially some of these, like, very high-impact, like,
I think a lot of
changing.
Atlanta.
Really? Oh, yeah, because, like, the Walking Dead and all that is more
like.
That
new Pinewood Studios.
Yeah.
Ant-Man was filmed there.
Yeah.
So yeah, so you might have some other places to, you know, as a production company, instead of LA, there might be some other places.
I'm actually not really open to filming anything in Los Angeles, and I was doing an interview not so long ago. And the gentleman asked me, what do you think Houston has to offer to the film industry? And I said, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because everything is based out of LA, but everything's filmed in the state. Mm-hmm. Why don't we just make productions here? I mean, there's nothing stopping you, but everyone sort of seems to flock to Los Angeles and thinks that's the hub. But it's not going to change unless you stay where you are and start producing, you know, stuff that's, you know, of impact. So,
you know, we live in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, I know we live in Los Angeles.
The Screen Actors Guild has snipers on every roof.
So I'm not sure. Yeah. Well, so there will be some limitations, obviously, but we're very open to, you know, maybe filming there. You're using resources from there. Taking scripts from there. I mean, who knows? I mean, the world is that oyster. It's endless. So I don't know what the limitations are at this point, but I'm sure we'll probably find out.
Why did you point at me when you said limitations?
because you're very good at pointing them out.
I'm realistic.
I know.
As far as dream projects, I probably know what.
No.
I don't know what you're drinking. Did we find out? Is it Riesling?
It's Riesling.
Oh, we did.
Actually, I don't even know if it's Riesling anymore. I'm thinking it's more like a Modelo.
Maybe it was half and half and you're getting to the Modelo now.
Probably. I think the Rieslings here are a lot sweeter. So I'm thinking this is more of a Modelo or like a shot.
It could be three.
Well, all wine around here, we have a little bit of cane sugar.
Oh, no way, I love cane sugar.
Get that sweetness.
Oh, wow. I did not
know that. Is that your Texas accent?
Yeah, it's still bad. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not bad.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
That's pretty good. Like that. Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dream projects. So I wrote a novel called The Chrononaut, and it's in development right now. It's a TV series. I'm hoping it's going to happen. You know, these things, everything can go wrong at any stage in short development. So we have the executive producer, of course, Maverick Sands, on board. It's on the cover of the book. I have the book with me in the car. So you guys might like the premise of the story.
Okay.
It revolves around a scientist who...
This one you're going to see a fighter pilot, but go on.
Did I say scientist?
Yes.
I'm a fighter pilot. So this fighter pilot, he loses a loved one, and he sets about becoming a scientist so that he can eventually create time travel. So he spends about 7 years building a time machine concept. He sells it to Japanese, of all people, and he sells it to the Japanese, and just after he sells the plans, these little gray men appear outside his house, and they reveal to him that all so-called aliens are actually highly evolved humans from Earth's distant future, and that all so-called UFOs are the eventual realization of his time machine concept. And from there, they take him on many journeys through time, culminating in the ability, perhaps, to go back finally and save his mother on time of death.
It's interesting.
Yes. Yeah. So it explores all this. You know, that could be a real theory. Some people do say aliens, futurists. So it explores all of that.
Is there a particular time continuum theory that you're embracing as far as like what it means to change things, or like multiple timelines, or one static timeline and have a repercussion each time?
It does explore the grandfather paradox.
Okay.
And finds it not to hold up, so there can be multiple versions of yourself, and if you were to go back and kill your father, say, your grandfather, the version of you that killed him would continue to exist. But I shouldn't say too much.
Right.
Yeah.
You would all look spoiled in time.
As far as your involvement with the TV series is concerned, I mean, obviously writing, but were you thinking about leaning your talents directorially or as an actor?
That's very hard to do. I mean, they go for established directors, showrunners.
Okay.
I would certainly be on the put myself forward for a certain character or two. we have to leave that in the hands of the gods. That's kind of how that works.
Sure.
Yeah. As a first-time writer, you don't have a lot of say in the casting or production. Yeah.
But no, that's definitely really cool. That's something I'd love to check out. Are you thinking about an American release or?
I think it would certainly be American TV. It could be a Netflix kind of thing, like we were talking about earlier.
I love Netflix. I think all the shows on Netflix are so much better than what
they are
on TV.
Yeah,
they are.
Well, one of the things that they were talking about. I'm sorry.
No. I was just putting my hands up.
She's hot. Dramatic. It didn't work. You kept talking.
One of the things that's interesting about Netflix releases is that there's no standard format. Like when they did the most recent season of Arrested Development, they had an episode that on television was a 47-minute. That every episode was 47 minutes. They knew when that was 15 minutes long. So it's not about a format; it's about the story. And that's
amazing.
That's what I found very appealing about it.
Yeah, very cool. Well, fingers crossed.
Exactly.
Netflix. Hey, if you're listening, Netflix, the coronavirus. It's available on Amazon.
There you go.
All good bookshops and devices. And the Apple Bookstore. And Google Play Books. And Lulu.com. And Barnes & Noble. And the book.
Warpod episode 71 will actually be a reading. So you can check it out on Warlock's entertainment system.
And on ChrisJSimpson.com.
No, I was going to ask you, Nalini. It's the first time I've actually tried to see your name. I'm actually surprised.
And also Facebook.com. Christian J. Simpson.
I wanted to make sure, because I second-guessed myself even asking the question, because I'm realizing because it's so hard to find, to confirm this, I wanted to be really even sure if it was you. But I know because you were in Posey.
Yes.
You played a Bollywood dancer.
Yes.
Was it also you that was in a, this is where I might be wrong, a Bollywood reality show?
Yes. Oh. Yes. There was a Bollywood reality show called Factor.
Yeah.
In Australia.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was trying to find the show just to watch it. You can't find it anywhere.
They filmed the first series and then it didn't even go to air.
Really? That's why I can't find it. It doesn't exist.
I think they were trying to sort of get more supporters for India. They were trying to grow it a lot bigger and it sort of got stagnant, so we never heard back. And maybe they'll start the whole project again.
Yeah.
But I just was sick of waiting. I was like, well, I have to get to America. And I thought, you know what, I can wait for another 2-3 years. Take time. We did film. I mean, there's probably footage out there somewhere in the first season, but I think it's going to be shown on like BBC or SBS. It's all organized, but then unfortunately they canned it. So yeah.
What was the premise of the show?
Basically, they were choosing a whole bunch of people, actors, dancers, whatever they were, and it was pretty much a competition.
Oh, it's like America's Got Talent, or X Factor.
It's kind of like X Factor, but it's Bollywood Factor.
Were you all living in the same location?
We weren't living in the same location. We came and did the audition, the whole audition process, and who got chosen. And that was the only sort of bit that we filmed, but the winner was going to, they were looking for a script, and then they were going to actually get everyone to be in this sort of film, and then one week by week, they were going to get the audience to choose who they liked, and then that last man standing, won a contract for India for a movie or something like that. So it was actually very lucrative, and you know, being in a film and having the audience pick out every week, you know, who was going to stay and who wasn't, which is very different because although it's performance-based or singing-based, but it's not an actual film.
Right.
So it was a very different, unique concept, but it's just so unfortunate that it never, you know, went through.
Yeah.
Because I actually did make it as one of the final 7 or 8 people.
Yeah. I tried really hard to find that. I even tried to find...
You tried auditioning.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
No, I was even trying to
That's
find...
That's why they canceled
it. I was trying to find... For good reason.
Be nice, Dan. Be nice, Christian.
No. I can't dance. I can't do any of that. So that's a good reason.
I can't see you at the Bollywood.
Yeah, you can or can't.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, either.
I can't dance to save my life. I have a story about that. But anyway.
Thank you so much for coming to our fair city and indulging not only Houston Comic Con, Houston Space City Comic Con, but also the Warlocks. And I wish you best of luck because I really want to see you. It's going to be a lot of fun.
That's the show you're on, by the way. The Warlocks.
Yes.
I didn't know if you were aware.
I guess that when you said Warlocks.
Yeah.
No, I meant the overseers of the city.
Right.
Oh, the Warlocks. Well, you are very welcome.
Yes, thank you are. Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And may the force be with you.
Yes, may the force be
with you. And also with you. And now I think it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.